Blog Talk Radio. Okay, let's try this again. Good evening, everyone. Welcome to Free Psychic Readings Monday. I have no idea where Lennis is, but this is Nina. I'm back. I hope you're all going to have a great evening, and I hope it's a whole lot warmer wherever you are than it is here, because, baby, it's cold outside. Okay, hang on just one second. I'm trying to get something happening here, and it doesn't seem to want to do it. Okay, everyone, can you hear me? I hope so. Okay, hang on. I'm going to get Lennis on here.
I'm here.
Hi. Okay.
Sorry, I had a little bit of a problem trying to get in, but I'm here. Have you already opened the show?
Okay.
I'll just follow your lead.
I have opened the show, and I was just welcoming everyone, but you can go ahead and take over now.
Okay. Welcome, everybody, to Monday Night Psychic Readings with Lennis and Miss Nina here on the Essence of Success Radio Network. You know, here we cover it all from career, finance, romance, relationships, jobs, moving, even businesses. We also help them out as well. It's always our pleasure and honor to answer your questions, so remember, your destiny can change. You have control of your future. We will give you answers to the best of our abilities, and what you do with the information, of course, is up to you. Now, we have daily psychic readings done on the website, www.theessenceofsuccess.net. Readings are done daily from 11 a.m. in the morning and 7 p.m. at night. And if you're not ready yet to schedule a reading, well, please just go over there and subscribe to the website. We've got announcements. We've got a lot of good things going on. So do subscribe to the website. And if not, you can also donate. We appreciate that. Keeps the service going. And it's much appreciated. Now, if you have any messages, send them to us here on the website, theessenceofsuccess.net, or our Facebook page, The Essence of Success Radio Network. Okay? And as always, I'm going to say welcome to 2019. This is a year of magic, miracles, and achievement. The phone number to the show is 646-727-2914. That's area code 646-727-2914. And at this time, I'm bringing in my station manager and co-host, Nina. Thank you for opening the show.
Oh, no problem. I'm glad to be back, everyone. I went through a bout of pneumonia, bronchitis, and several other ailments, but I'm back as good as new and ready to rock on in 2019. Oh, and also for those of you praying
right.
that my house is
any
health,
birthdays or anything
house,
like that before we begin?
This week No, but I just wanted to announce to everybody that my house has sold, and we are moving on.
All right. Yay. Congratulations, Nina. Congratulations. And welcome Heather and Anna if they show up in the room. They usually do on Monday nights. Well, we've got some information to pass on. First thing, today is the new moon, so you know Nina's going to tell you about your intentions. And the full moon is on the 20th, some 19th, 20th, so either day for the full moon. The newsletter went out today. If you have or are a subscriber to the website, theessenceofsuccess.net, you got a copy of the newsletter today, and it's a good one. Also, the horoscopes are out for February. When you go to the website, go to the readings page and just scroll down. We've got a Valentine contest coming up, so more about that next Sunday. But we do have a contest coming up, and we're giving away a free hour's reading with me and Nina. Also, this is Black History Month, so we don't, you know, want to remind you of that. And if you don't know what Black History Month is, it's also known as the African American History Month in the United States. It's an annual observance in Canada, Ireland, the Netherlands, and the United Kingdom, and the United States. It began as a way for remembering important people and events throughout the history of the American diaspora. It is celebrated annually in the United States and Canada in February, as well as in the United Kingdom, Netherlands, and the Republic of Ireland in October. How about that? And happy birthday to all you Aquarius people and Pisces, which will be coming up midway the month. Okay, whew, I think I got everything out now. You have anything, Miss Nina?
Well, I just wanted to remind everyone with the new moon is time for new adventures, new beginnings, new everything. And for your new intentions, make them tonight. If you want, write them down on paper and put them out in the moonlight. It draws more power to those intentions. So if you're starting a business, you want a new relationship, whatever you want, I don't care what it is. It could be something frivolous to me, but very important to you. Put those intentions out there and make sure that you keep them strong in your mind, or even put them underneath your pillow. But whatever you do, make those intentions tonight and really focus on them. And that the new moon will help those intentions become true.
All right. Thank you, Miss Nina. All right. Well, let's begin. Our first caller is area code 630. You're on the air with Linus and Miss Nina. Who's this?
Hi. Thanks for taking my call. It's Dion.
Hi, Dion. Welcome to the show. How are you today?
I'm okay.
Good.
It's warmer here now.
It's warmer now, you said?
Yeah, it was negative 25 degrees last week.
Oh, good Lord. Okay. Ooh. All right.
Okay, you don't want
well,
to
what
go
can we...
up here. It's going to be minus 36 tonight with a wind chill of minus 40-something. So, yeah, it's a whole lot colder up here, my dear.
Yeah, well, it was like 50 degrees today, so we did like a 180-degree turn in the temperature. I'm like so much happier with that.
Yeah.
I would be too, but I don't expect that to happen up here until May. But that's okay.
Well,
all
congratulations
right, Dion,
on your house selling. My question is when do you see my finances improving? I want to get some beauty treatments done, but with the workload that my work has kind of got jacked around. I'm back, you know, working and stuff like that, but I need my finances to increase.
Okay. I got May, at least I saw May, and then I saw June in the background. So I'm going to take it as a possibility in June it could start up where you could see an improvement. And by May, it's a definite improvement in your monetary value. That's what I see. Nina, do you see anything different or the same?
I picked up May.
Yeah, I think
but what
May
about like
your
in the
powerhouse.
Short term? That's like in the long term. What?
No, I don't know about long term. That's when I asked the angels, and they said May, and then I saw June in the distance. So I didn't look for long term or short term, like when are your finances going to improve? That's the question I asked them. They said May, and then, like I said, in the background, June.
Yeah, so, yeah, they're going to start picking up in May, but from what I can see, it's going to continue. So I guess that's long term.
Yeah. Well, it said May. They said May. That's when it's gonna.
I need something before May. That's way too far out there for me. But thanks for your input.
Well, Dion, if you want things to change, make the changes yourself. See, this is what we are picking up. If things remain as they are right now, nothing will happen until May. But if you want something to change, then make the changes yourself. Get more work, get another job, whatever it takes. Okay?
Okay.
Yeah.
You continue on the same path and it will be May.
Okay. Thanks.
Okay. You're welcome.
All right. Thanks for calling, Dion. Have a wonderful week, young lady. All right. Next caller, area code 509. You're on the air with Linus and Miss Nina. Who's this?
Hi, Miss Linus. This is Erica.
Just forgotten. I heard your name before.
Hi,
Erica.
I'm so glad you recovered, Miss Nina. I've had pneumonia, and I just feel it was horrible. And
Yes, it is.
I'm glad you know, it's smooth for you.
Well, we're glad you're feeling better, too. Good Lord, because I know Nina was just horrible. I was telling her that today. I felt so sorry for her. But are you going through it now, or you just got over it? Erica.
Who, me? Oh.
Yeah.
No,
yeah.
I had it last spring, and they couldn't figure out what I had. The doctors would just be like, take ibuprofen and Tylenol, and I went to the hospital. I went to three different hospitals, and finally the third one caught on to what I had. So, yeah.
That's ridiculous.
I know what it feels like.
My doctor.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, well, my doctor told me right away what it was. There was no ifs, ands, or buts about it.
Mm-hmm.
That's kind of crazy.
Yeah.
Okay,
yeah,
well,
people
Erica,
die from that, too.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yes, if it's not treated right.
Mhm. Yeah. I had a question about my living situation. I'm wondering if I'll be forced to move in the near future, or if you see paperwork going well and me staying at least 6 more months.
Is it time for you to renew your lease, Erica?
Yes. Uh-huh.
Okay. So you want to know, should you stay there or move on?
No, if I will be allowed to stay, yeah.
I see a brighter future with you moving on. Now, the brighter future, I don't know if that entails your living situation or working or whatever, but when you move, it is a brighter future.
I'm just not ready.
And maybe a little less money, too. Getting now a little less money.
Hey, Erica,
yeah.
I do not have a problem with your lease right now. I see you being able to stay on for at least another 6 months.
Awesome.
After that, I see it could be to your benefit to move after that 6 months.
I think I will. Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah, I see a lot. There's lots of positive happening in your life right now, so don't sweat the small stuff.
Yeah. Yeah, I just...
Okay.
Yeah, it's an awesome year. Let's make it happen.
Just make it happen. Keep up with the positive intentions. You'll do well. You really will. I'm picking up nothing but good things for this young lady.
Oh, I always
thank
have.
You.
She has a beautiful spirit.
Yeah.
I always have, yeah.
Mm-hmm. For sure.
Okay, well, thank you.
Well, you're welcome, young lady, and thanks for calling. You know, me and Nina,
bye.
Always a treat to hear from you. Okay.
Thank you. Bye.
You're welcome. Bye-bye. Okay, we have lines open at this time. You're listening to Monday Night Psychic Readings with Linus and Miss Nina here on the Essence of Success Radio Network. The phone number to the show is 646-727-2914. That's 646-727-2914. We have lines open, so call in. There was a couple more people, and they dropped off, so call back in. We're up and running, and everything is beautiful.
It is indeed. And if you don't want to ask your question live, please join me in the chat room, and I will ask your question for you live. Oh, yeah,
that's
join
right.
me in
I'm
the
sorry.
Chat room. And yeah, that's okay, Lennon. For those of my two friends joining me from up here in the bitter cold in Edmonton, Danielle, welcome to the show. I hope you're enjoying it so far. And Carol in BC, who is going to be moving back here, hooray, hooray, welcome as well. So, yeah, if you two ladies would like a question answered, either join me in the chat room or phone us live.
Okay, well, welcome, Danielle and Carol. We're always glad to add more members to the family. Huh? That's really good. All right. Well, yes, we got that. So you know what I didn't do, though? I forgot to do our prayer. So let me do a quick one. We release all karmic density spiritually, mentally, and physically to the collective conscious in love. Thank you. We create this impenetrable shield which blocks and prevents all negative energies from assailing us. Okay. Got to do that one. The other one, too, but I'm not going to go find it.
Lennis, I have a question for you. You're working
okay.
on a prayer book. Have you finished that yet, your prayer book?
My prayer book? No. I haven't. In fact, it was on my mind to just contact a publishing company that I can do all in one inclusive. Without having somebody to retype it here, an editor over there, and somebody else here. I want everything to be done within one company.
Well, yeah, I don't blame you. I would, too. I was really hoping you'd have that done now.
Well, yeah.
I know.
It's done and typed up, but it just needs to be retyped. So, okay, well, we got a client here. Let's go. Area code 778,
okay.
You're on the air with Linus and Miss Nina. Who's this?
It's Carol.
Hi, Carol. Welcome
Hi, Carol.
To the show. How are you?
I'm good. Well, Nina knows this question, but I want to see if I can get a different answer. if there's anything I can personally do to make this sale of this home go faster and get into another home.
Pop some popcorn just before the people come over.
Okay.
Or cookies. They're telling me popcorn or cookies. Something about that smell when people are coming through your house just kind of makes them come right on in.
Okay.
That's what they told me. Popcorn, fresh popcorn, like maybe 5 minutes before they come. That smell is kind of round, or either fresh cookies. You do a little small batch. Yeah.
Okay.
Well, definitely.
That sounds good.
Carol, don't go.
I'm sorry.
You can ask another question. You can ask another question if you want. I'm going to give you leeway because I'm station manager and I'm back for the first time tonight, and you're my friend.
Well, I've written my intentions and I'll take them out and put them in. Well, it's hard to find moonlight in Kelowna because there's always clouds here, but I will take it out and stick it outside. I keep repeating those things. Pardon?
Put it underneath, put the rock to weigh it down. and just put it outside.
Okay.
That's your best bet. Either that or, like I said, put it under your pillow and sleep on it. Either way works really well on a new moon. As far as your other question, I know what your other question is. And you want to know if he is going to be a little bit more agreeable in the near future. Carol is going through a divorce, Lennis, and her husband is not being very agreeable. Can you see him being a little more agreeable in the near future?
Yeah, because she's going to put the fear of God in him.
And
something that you say, Carol, that puts the fear of God in him. It's almost like you have a choice. You can either sign this paperwork or I have a black hat, black dress, black purse, black shoes. Do you feel me?
Yeah. Okay.
That type of thing.
I think for him, the thing is to say, well, I guess it's time to go to court.
There you go.
I think that's the one.
Okay.
Yeah,
well, even though you're going to go to court, you are going to say something to him that's going to scare the shit out of him.
Good.
That's why I was giving you an example, not exactly like
okay,
that.
Okay, well,
but
I don't see him or talk to him, so the only way that I would give him a message is if he emailed me on something in particular. Otherwise, it goes through the lawyers. I don't talk to him at all if I absolutely do not have to.
Okay.
Yeah, well, that's a good thing, Carol. And I think maybe your lawyer might be the one that will put the fear in him.
Good. Because, this is like 6 months later, and he will not sign anything. He wants me to sign his poor copy that he wrote out that does not give me half. And I'm willing to go to court. And I will, if I have to go to court, I'm going to ask that he pays it all because he is completely uncooperative on everything. So all the costs that have built up are his fault.
Well, and you know what, Carol, when it comes down to it, if it does go to court and the judge sees that he's been very uncooperative, the judge will rule in your favor. And that's what the angels are telling me very strongly tonight. They will rule in your favor.
Okay.
Now, Lennis, what are you picking up?
I picked up that she's a badass. And I'll put it like this. I shouldn't say put it like this. This is what came to me, that you're a badass and he does not know who he's fucking with. Excuse my language.
No, he doesn't. He has never.
That's what I'm picking up off
of
you.
Attention.
So I'm not worried about you. You're going to come out on top. There's no doubt about that. I know you're going to come out on top.
That I know. The day that he finally, I asked for a divorce before, and he's done everything to keep me except for acknowledge my existence. I told him 5 years ago that I was done. I don't want anything to do with him. I'm done completely, 100% with them. I don't love them. I don't like them. I don't want them, and I don't need them. I actually find him a toxic, repulsive human being, and I don't. The only time I talk to him is through an email, and I always send a copy to my lawyer, and he can see on there that I've sent it to my lawyer so that any response I get from him will not be dysfunctional abuse. And that's the only way I'll talk about something to do with the house he's in or something to do with this house. Feelings, thoughts, anything going on with the lawyers, I do not discuss with him ever.
Well, maybe it's your lawyer then that scares. I have to agree with Nina. Then maybe it's your lawyer that's going to say something to him that's going to scare him.
Yeah, yeah. Well, I think the only way to scare him is to say I'm ready to go to court now, and I'm ready to ask that he pays all the charges from the day that he refused to sign our
we sent a copy back that we changed a few things on that were completely unfair in the way he wrote them, and we changed them. But the whole bones of it stayed the same, and he refuses to make any changes, and he just walked away and left it at that. So if that's the way it's going to be, and his lawyer is going to have to push and push and push him to make one little change, I'm not willing to wait around 5 years for her to work on him. I want it done. I want the paper signed. Just give me half and get the hell out of my life. So I am done. He has never paid attention to who I am. And when I say no, the more you bug me, the more the stronger my no will get until I turn my back. And I have turned my back now. So I am determined, completely determined that I will not let him abuse me legally or financially. So, because
you.
I'm done. Okay. So I'll just tell my lawyer. I'll set an appointment with her then and discuss things and tell her I'm done. Time to go to court.
Yes, I would too. Yes, I would, Carol.
Yeah.
I would definitely do that. Put the fear into him. Put the fear of going to court, because that's what he deserves. That's what you deserve, because you do deserve half. After how many years you've been married to him for over 30 years, you deserve half.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, he has financially abused me our whole marriage. He says, oh, well, if you go get a job, then you'll have your money to spend. So I got my job, and I brought home my paychecks, and he would take them out of my purse and take them and put them in his bank account, and he would give me $20 a week. And that is how he treated me our whole marriage financially. So I'm done.
Yes, exactly.
I deserve so much better than that. So.
Yes, you do, and you will get better.
Yeah. Well, I'm not looking for anything, because I'm walking around in my house. Like yesterday, I was walking around in my house. I was doing some cleaning, and I was doing a whole lot of packing, and I thought, hey, I'm still in my pajamas, and it's 4 o'clock. If I had a man in my house, I would have to go change, and I really don't feel like it. So I'm
that's my girl.
I want to wear pajamas all day. I'm going to wear pajamas all day. And if I don't want to do anything, I'm not going to do anything. So, I'm just really, really happy to not have anybody in my house besides me and my dog.
No, that's right. Well, yeah, Miss Nina.
I appreciate your help. I appreciate
You're
your
welcome.
Help. And I'm going to fire off an email to my lawyer right now.
Well, thank you for calling the show, and please do come back and visit us. Don't let this be your last time.
Okay.
Okay.
I will. Okay. Thank you.
You're welcome. Thanks
you.
For calling. Have
okay.
a wonderful week.
Okay. You both of you too.
Okay. Bye-bye.
We will. Thanks, Carol.
Well, we have lines open. If anybody wants to call in, it's 646-727-2914. That's 646-727-2914. And it's almost at the half hour of the show, so I'm going to tell you, as Nina would say, would I tell you guys, 2 minutes?
I do have one announcement, Lennis.
Oh, okay, go ahead.
It's my brother-in-law and sister-in-law's anniversary on Thursday. So happy anniversary, Lyle and Karen. I believe it's 43 years. So, yeah, happy anniversary, you two.
Yeah, God bless. Yes,
you bet. And next week I will have so many announcements that you're going to tell me to get off the air.
No, that's great. Got a lot. Yeah. Got a lot of stuff out there.
Just a reminder again about your intentions. Please, please, please write your intentions down if you want them to be stronger. That's how they're stronger. not only in your mind, but and say them out loud. Write those intentions down. Say them out loud, whether you want a new job, finding a partner in life, whatever your intentions are, but write them down, say them out loud, not just in your mind, say them out loud, and either put them outside in the moonlight. In my case, it's bitter cold and it's snowing, so don't do that. Put it underneath your pillow. But whatever you do, just write them down and say them out loud to yourself. Just do it. Those intentions mean so much, and both God and the universe will hear you, and so will your angels and your guides, and they will help you get those intentions to come true.
Yes, they will. That is the truth.
And we have still no callers, so 2-minute warning is over.
I love it. I missed you.
I make you laugh. That's right.
Probably saying, Nina's back. One question. Which is supposed to be anyway.
Well, no callers. I guess it's time to play our closing music, huh?
Okay, well, I got the music going, so. Yes! I got the music started. Is it going? Yeah. Okay, well, of course, next Sunday we'll be back, and I think next week we'll start back in the studio and also Friday Traffic Jam. But I will announce that on Sunday. I don't want to do it right now. Finish the schedule up and see what's going on. So we want to thank everybody around the world in the chat room and on the phone for supporting and joining the show today. We really appreciate it. Don't forget to go to the website, www.theessenceofsuccess.net, and subscribe so you can get the newsletter, okay? You don't want to miss out. And like I said, we have a Valentine contest coming up. So, you want to subscribe because we're going to be pulling the names, putting them in the hat from the subscribers. So whoever we pull from the hat, that will be the winner for Valentine's Day. So get in there and subscribe and donate too. We appreciate that. All right, Miss Nina, I'll let you take us out.
Well, if nobody else has told you they love you, Lennis and I do. Thank you for joining us tonight. And I'm sorry there wasn't more of you on my welcome back night. But that's okay. We'll see you next Sunday. And hopefully Miss Lennis is getting sick too. So, yeah, we will see you on Sunday. Take care of yourself. Have a good day. Good night, everyone. Night, Lennis.
Good night, Nina. Thank you. Thank you. And I love you so much. Thank you.
In a love that's just begun, by the time this time is over, two hearts are gonna fly to the heavens above. And we get closer and closer and closer by the time this night is over. Take a slow and easy ride. Just lay back and let love.